Welcome to 3 Gratitudes a Day podcast. Today's question. How to write gratitudes about affirmations or manifestations? Can you elaborate the process or tips and guidance for these gratitudes?
First of all, let's start with affirmations. I think affirmations generally are a good way to reprogram your brain, right? And many times I've also told people that a practical tool to reprogram your mind is gratitudes. I've said this in many contexts. So when you have a certain program that is wrong and you write your gratitudes about a positive version of the program, you reprogram your mind. So gratitudes are a simple, practical way of reprogramming your mind. So going from a negative mental attitude to writing down 3 positive things that happen every day. Pretty soon you'll be a positive person. If two husband and wife are fighting with each other and they start writing 3 gratitudes about each other, they are reprogramming their mind to look at good things in each other. So these are literally, it's mathematical, it's scientific, it's logical. There's nothing to question about. That's the reason why gratitudes work. Now, what about affirmations? You know, I am growth mindset oriented, or I'm growing every day. I'm getting better every day. So everybody who wants to write affirmations properly should read the book Mindset, because saying I'm an idiot or I'm a genius are both wrong, and they develop fixed mindset. That's not very helpful. So many people, positive mindset speakers and authors, have been grossly wrong. They all went from one polar end to another saying, okay, if I'm an idiot, then I want to say I'm a genius. So I'm a genius. So, but it turns out that the mindset book says, no, I'm growth oriented. I'm growing every day. Intuitively, I knew this. I don't know how to pronounce Emile Coué or something, was a French author. And his affirmation was always my favorite. And that was, every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. Right. So that is a logical affirmation. So first of all, understand what are affirmations there for, to reprogram your mind, and how to craft affirmations properly. Read Mindset and be progressive. Because if I'm broke, that's what my brain is saying, and I say I'm rich, there's a huge conflict. And secondly, like I said, that promotes a fixed mindset. Instead, if you say I'm getting richer every day, okay, there's no conflict and you're doing better. So understand that. So the next thing I would recommend writing gratitudes about is, you want to become the kind of a person that speaks or writes your affirmations every day. Like Scott Adams, he's very famous for the Dilbert comic strip that he wrote for Professionals. Very, very famous cartoonist. I think he wrote a book like How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Succeed. Great book. And in that, he's talking about his affirmations. He had something like, I'm going to be the world's best cartoonist or something. And he would keep on writing it over and over and over and over and over and over again. And he doesn't claim to understand how it works, but I think I understand to some extent how it works. It's reminding. So if I want to become the greatest cartoonist in the world, if I'm saying that every day, first of all, it is reminding me, because many people just forget it. Right? Think about New Year goals. People said that, and by 10th, they've forgotten the goals. So affirmations are one way of increasing the awareness that you want to do something, and you're saying that often enough. Right? And then there is something about words, neurologically programming your brain, because your words create thought patterns. And there is also some research into how when you speak, you hear through your inner ear. So the programming is a little stronger. So the divots that you create in your brain, the pathways you create, happen better. So there's a lot of scientific literature and evidence available that affirmations are a good way to reprogram your mind. And that's because you're speaking, just like you see a little kid saying, what will you be when you grow up? Oh, I'll be a doctor. And if the person has said that enough times, lo and behold, fast forward, and that person is a doctor, right? if he has said it enough times, because that has kept him aware, and maybe he studied and took up biology or pre-med or whatever. So that's the way I look at affirmations. So how do you become a person who has a habit of saying affirmations? So that's where gratitudes come in. So gratitudes are generally about a little meta level thing, right? So every day that you think about your affirmations, you are writing three good things about yourself, about your habit of affirmation. I am glad, my gratitudes might be, I'm glad I do my affirmations every day, right? I'm glad I know how to write them properly, right? I'm glad I have systems too. So those might be three affirmations, right? So they might simply be a repeat. You can use your gratitudes to simply reinforce the same affirmations. You can just write the same affirmations again in your gratitudes. Or you can thank yourself for being a person who has a habit of saying affirmations. To me, the second one is a proper use of gratitudes to reinforce a habit. So now, when you become a person when you've written those three gratitudes about your affirmations enough times, you've developed a habit of affirmations. And that habit of affirmations, according to Scott Adams, will serve you well in the long run.